high off you. Can't take my eye off you. Kim got it. Don't got nothing on you. Don't got nothing on you. My heart is ready for something I haven't had in a long time. True love crime, I hope you know that. It may hurt for a while. Let's slow down, slow down. I can see behind that broken smile. You're nice, sweet, smooth, like cocoa bread. Cocoa bread. You're nice, sweet, smooth. A movie right by your side on duty, not too much or too sweet. Ooh, passion from yours truly. Let me know how you feel. Hope I'm not in too deep. Biwa, Phoebe, Vida, Fever. Won't be alone forever. Get through the storm together. Ooh, girl, make some room. I know you still unite. Sweet, smooth, like cocoa.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Sam Sales University. Oh man, I need my hand claps. Well, we got some new equipment. Hopefully I'm sounding a lot better than before. You know, we're making improvements as we go along. So, yeah, welcome to another episode. What you guys got planned for the weekend? Anything special? Do some barbecuing. Spend time with the family. You know how it is. Or just stay home and relax. Shit. But today, I want to talk about something that I've seen in the news. It's in regards to... Fix my mic here. Like, it's weird. Yeah, it's in regards to what's going on with Burger King. Yeah, Burger King is being sued because there has been allegations of their burger sizes not being the same size as being advertised. So we're going to shed some light on how this intertwines with sales and ethics, because they're in the business of selling hamburgers, right? So we're going to explore the real world cases of this. We're going to shed some light on ethical business practices and the impact of deceptive marketing in the world of sales. We're going to dive into this Burger King issue of the alleged exaggeration of their burger size. And, you know, this case kind of highlights the consequences of false advertising and the importance of transparency in maintaining consumer trust. Now, I don't really eat a lot of fast food, but sometimes I will. You know, I'll step back into the matrix just to see how it tastes. The other day I went to Wendy's to get a chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich. And I said, man, they really cut down on the size of what I'm used to, you know? So everybody's cutting back, you know, they're charging the same or even more, but cutting back. So just to provide a brief overview of what's going on, in March of 2022, four individuals filed a class action lawsuit against Burger King claiming that the company had exaggerated the size of the burgers, particularly the Whopper. In this advertisement, they're saying that the Whopper appears to be 35% larger than what they actually are. And, you know, that whole industry in food advertisement is almost a science. They use all sorts of props and all sorts of, you know, tools to make the product or the food look more appetizing. But yeah, so after the lawsuit was filed, attempts at mediation between the plaintiff and Burger King were unsuccessful. Burger King also tried to have the lawsuit dismissed, but the U.S. District Judge Roy Altman ruled against the dismissal. The judge ruling indicated that the lawsuit had merit and should proceed in court. So, shit, even the judge is like, yeah, man, I bought a burger too. You know, I think this was done in Miami, of all places. I'm not surprised. Pretty litigious place around here. But they, you may have a point. I mean, you know, you're hungry, you see the commercial, and you go to buy a burger and you eat it and you're still not full, you know. Hey, I don't know, they never advertise how filling their foods will be. It's just the look of it and the taste. But, you know, am I ever going to get filled is the question. The central argument made by the plaintiff in the lawsuit, they argued all the Burger King advertisement depicted larger burgers. The defense says the recipe and the ingredients of the Whopper remained unchanged. They believe that the discrepancy between the advertised size and the actual product size could influence consumers' purchasing decision. The judge's ruling highlighted the importance of consumers' perceptions and purchasing preferences. The judge noted that consumers should be allowed to determine whether the difference in size between advertised and actual products would impact their choices. This underscored the significance of truthful representation in marketing. Yeah, I mean, if you say your product looks a certain way on TV, when I'm looking at it, I am expecting the same thing. And Whoppers taste good. I mean, out of all the fast food burgers, I would say Whoppers are pretty tasty. I mean, I don't eat them all the time, but, you know, I'm a pretty healthy eater. You got to visit healthnutusa.com. Great foods, great prices. This case that we're talking about here is part of a broader trend in the fast food industry where other chains like Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Wendy's have also faced lawsuits alleging misleading representation of their food products in advertising. This case collectively highlights the importance of transparent and accurate marketing practices. Yeah, I'm telling you, I went to a Wendy's and got a chicken sandwich. Usually they're like fat, juicy. When I used to get them a couple years ago, I said, let me try one. It was spicy, but it was like half the size. It cost more. Now, what can we as sales professionals learn from this case? We should understand that ethical implications of deceptive advertising, and we must prioritize transparent communication with customers. Building and maintaining trust through honest representation is crucial for long-lasting customer relationship. This case underscores the need for businesses to uphold integrity in their marketing practices. You know, I happen to be in the insurance business, which is, you know, pretty regulated, you know, but there's a lot of other industries out there that individuals, you know, they're not as regulated, and they really do take advantage of the consumer. So you have to be mindful of that. So the question is how can us as business owners or small business owners or just business owners in general ensure that our marketing material aligns with the actual product? Well, to avoid deceptive advertising, businesses should ensure that their marketing materials accurately represent their products. This can involve using realistic images, providing clear descriptions, and avoiding exaggerations. Regular checks and quality control measures can help maintain consistency between marketing claims and actual product offerings. So, you know, a lot of times you may have a marketing department within your company, and they need to make sure that their message is in line with the sales department, because it really does trickle down. We always want to gain consumer trust in whatever we do. Once you violate consumers' trust, it's very difficult to get it back. Consumer trust is paramount for business success. When customers trust a brand claims and representation, they are more likely to make purchases and recommend the brand to others. Deceptive advertising can damage this trust, leading to negative consequences such as reduced sales, reputation damage, and legal actions, as we're seeing here with Burger King. Now, I'm not saying that Burger King is either guilty or innocent of the claims. I'm just going off what I've read in the news. But this case really highlights the real-world consequences of deceptive advertising and the importance of transparency in sales and marketing. Businesses should prioritize honesty and accurate representation to foster consumer trust. Recognizing the impact of false advertising on consumer perceptions can help sales professionals make ethical choices and uphold the integrity of their brands. Ladies and gentlemen, you only get one time to make a good impression. Know your products in and out. Do not make what happened. But again, ladies and gentlemen, remember, ABC. Well, first of all, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe. Okay? Leave comments. Don't forget to visit islandinsurancegroup.com. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, remember. Always be closing. That's right, always be closing, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time.